as helicopters loomed overhead and scores of police were on standby, the atmosphere was that of expectation. Russian news sources reported that thousands would take part in Saturday's commemoration of the death of Yegor Svaridov, a 28-year-old Muscovite and Spartak football team supporter. For an hour, people gathered with red carnations at the nearest metro station before walking down to the place where Svaridov was killed on December 5th. Most of those present were young nationalists, and when asked why they were there, they said it was not because they knew Svaridov, but because he was a Russian. One young man, Nikita, told VOA he was there because he thought that the killing of a Russian was not acceptable. He said it was especially wrong to kill a Russian because Russians were natives. One teenager who was there with a group of his friends said that he was there because he felt a discrimination against Russians.
Если мы пройдем с лозунгом, крикнем «Россия для русских», нам пишут статью 282.
He said if any Caucasian shouts glory to their country, then he is considered a patriot. But if we shout Russia is for Russians, we break the 282 clause of the criminal code, which forbids incitement of racial hatred. Why can't we shout Russia for the Russians if this is how it is? The event was peaceful, but with a large police presence. Expectations of violence followed the mass demonstration of around 5,000 Russian nationalists last December on Manezhnaya Square in central Moscow. That event left over 30 injured and spread fear that more of the same was to come. Prime Minister Vladimir Putin met with football fans to appeal for calm after December's riots. Although there were rumors on Friday that the Liberal Democratic Party Yabloko was the organizer of Saturday's event, the only representatives of an official group were those from the far-right movement against illegal immigration. The movement's former leader, Alexander Belov, said that the event was in no way political, but was only focused on commemorating Svaridov. However, he also said that he was afraid of immigrants.
Вообще-то коренной москвич мне, например, страшно из-за себя, из-за своего ребенка. Мы не в безопасности. Идет война. Каждый человек, независимо от своих убеждений,
может погибнуть. He said, I am a native Muscovite, but I am afraid for myself and for my child. We are not safe because there is a war going on, and every person, despite his conviction, can become a victim of the violence of hungry people who have come here. Despite the rising tension over the murder, those responsible have still not been brought to justice, although five suspects are currently in police custody. One of the five suspects have told police he was acting in self-defense. On Saturday, Russian prosecutors said they had found evidence of purposeful provocation of violence by natives to the North Caucasus, which resulted in the beating of five Muscovites. Police say they are still looking for at least one other person who they say took part in the December 5th violence. 37 people were killed and 368 injured in racist attacks in 2010, according to the Moscow-based Sova Analytical Center. Albina Kovalyova for VOA News, Moscow.